Disgusting, vile creatures, thinking they can touch my sweet little rabbits, let alone kidnap them. He's lucky he even got a few seconds to walk. No one messes with my girls while I'm in charge. It isn't called the Queen's Court for no reason, puta.
Mom? Mom! I came as fast as I could when I heard what happened. Is everything all right? Is she okay?
Ay, there he is, mi lindo niño. My beautiful baby boy, how are you today? Oh, babycito, you look so thin. Have you been eating?
I have, yes. Just like you said, I need to keep my strength up if I'm going to be able to help people in need. But right now, I'm more worried about you and the girls.
Don't worry, she's all right, sweetie. You don't have to worry about anything. Mama took care of it. And the nasty man who did it was, taken away. Promise.
That's a relief. I'll make sure to sweep the property before I go, though. Just to be safe.
Of course, of course. For now, though, sit and talk with me. You're so busy with your police these days. It's been forever since we last spoke. I'll put on some tea, and I've got some cookies you like.
You don't have to, really. I don't want to impose.
Oh, hijo, you won't even take a small bit of time out of your day for your poor mother? Just a small bit.
Of course I can. But I didn't even bring anything.
You work so hard all day, mijo. You deserve a small break. I have your favorite Madeline snack today.
Is it the chocolate dipped one?
Yes, it is. Maddie just finished making a fresh batch.
All right, you've sold me. If evil never sleeps, it'll be awake still when I'm done.
That's my boy.
But then I gotta get back to figuring this out. I don't think I could sleep well knowing this scum is running around.
Well, maybe it was a one-time thing. I don't think we'll see him again anytime soon. We scared him off real good.
Nonsense. Evil fears nothing. It has nothing of value to lose, which is why it must take from the good. I'll have this guy behind bars and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law as soon as possible.
Yes, I know. Let's not talk about work. Have you been eating? You seem a little thin. Do I need to get Harleen to cook more for you? You know she loves cooking for you.
No, I'm all right, Mom, really. I've been eating, I swear. I just have been busy with work. You know how it is on the police force. It's never a dull day there. I have to keep vigilant, physically and mentally, in order to keep up with the criminal scum I deal with.
Well, all right. You know, I just worry about you. You hardly talk to me anymore. This poor mother's heart, that her own son won't so much as visit her. Me duele mi corazón.
What? No, Mom, no, it's not like that. I didn't mean to hurt you. I've just been busy, I swear. I'll make more time after I deal with this one lead I have on this big-time criminal mastermind.
Oh, criminal mastermind? And who exactly would this be?
He's a dangerous fellow, Mom. Not to be trifled with. I have my suspicions about a guy named Mr. Valentine. He's been someone I've kept a close eye on, and I feel he's up to no good. Whoa! Mom, be careful! Is the tea too hot? You should take it slow.
No, I'm already... So, Mr. Valentine... You say, what exactly has he done to be on your, watch list?
Well, nothing really. But I swear, Mom, I know something is up with him. His suave smile, his charming personality, that massive and impressive body. He's up to no good, I tell you.
Ay, Dios mío.
I know! He just radiates something that just... screams deceit and no good.
You usually do have good intuition, but Mr. Valentine... Well, I don't think he's that harmful, sweetie. He's just another man doing his own thing to survive in this city.
I'm telling you, Mom, there is something about him. I can feel it down in my gut and somewhere further down, and that's how I know something isn't right.
Right. Well, you can just... be safe. That's all I ask of you.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll be all right. I'm here to help protect you and the other girls here. You work hard to give these girls a home, take care of them, and run your very modest business.
Sure, we'll go with that. Just be sure to be careful when you're out patrolling and try not to get into too much trouble, all right? If anyone ever hurt you, I would be on their doorstep, lista con un puñetazo. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay, Mom. I know. You just care for me, and I appreciate that a lot. I love you for it.
Oh, mijo. You know, I will always love you no matter what. No matter how old you get, you will always be my little babysito.
Yes, I know. Now I have to go, Mom. We got a new lead on Mr. Valentine that I have to look into. Are you sure things are going to be okay? I know some people. I can call down some extra security to guard the place if you need it. In fact, I'm gonna do that anyway.
Yes, don't worry. I'm all right. You know what I say about being hasty to use up your connections anyways. Save them for when you really need them, okay?
Good point. All right. I'll check around and do more drive-bys when I'm in the area. I love you, Mom. I'll see you next time. Tell everyone I said hi.
That boy of mine, if he weren't so dumb, he could probably find a decent partner, but out of everyone, it had to be him. Wavy. Well, it doesn't matter. I'll be sure to keep that fool in line. If he dares hurt my baby boy...
Hey, so what are we gonna do with the body?
Get it downstairs in the freezer. With my boy driving around, it'll be a while before we can get rid of it.